It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris.
Morena, great to talk to you.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. The sun's shining, so it's going to be a good day.
That's good. That's what we like to hear. We've got a lot to catch up on. I guess what's top of a lot of people's minds in terms of Labour and heading into an election year is the sort of explosive happenings within Te Pāti Māori over the last few weeks, and just over the last couple of days we've had this leaked email with accusations against MP Maria Meno Kapakingi and her overspending, and separately her son Eru Kapakingi, key spokesperson of the Toitū Te Tiriti movement. What do you make of these allegations?
It's difficult for me to form a judgment on them without having all of the information, although there's now a lot of information in the public domain. It's really an issue for Te Pāti Māori to work through, and I think it's important that they do that, that they're open, transparent, accountable in the way they work their way through that. Clearly they've got some issues that they need to sort out.
I mean, there's been some mixed messages from you over the past couple of weeks with everything coming out. There's sort of, on one hand, you're saying they need to sort it out amongst themselves and you're not going to get involved. And then on the other hand, you're making comments like it isn't quite clear how many Māori parties there actually are. Heading into an election year, are you still considering forming a coalition with them?
What I've said is that before the election, we'll set out who we can and can't work with and what the parameters around that might look like. There's a lot of water to flow under the bridge. I've been around politics a wee while now. I remember when the National Party was tearing itself apart, and they were even worse than the Māori Party is at the moment. So, parties can sort themselves out, and I hope the Māori Party do.
There's been some comments from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon that Labour should completely rule out working with Te Pāti Māori. What do you make of these comments?
Well, maybe it's a bit of regret on his part that he didn't rule out working with Winston Peters and David Seymour, because look at the three-ring circus that we've had inflicted on the country over the last couple of years. But I don't think Christopher Luxon's really in a position to tell anybody else what to do around which parties they should and shouldn't work with, given the absolute mess he's making of things.
I guess it's. I'm just interested as to what you'd say to voters going into an election year to reassure them that if Labour were to go into a coalition government with Te Pāti Māori, that things would be smoothed over and everyone could work well together.
My goal is to get Labour's vote as high as possible at the next election. So okay. If people want to have a sensible, mature government that's, focused on governing for the whole country, then give your vote to Labour. Of course, under MMP, it is unusual for parties to get a majority in their own right, so you have to be open to working with other parties in the MMP environment that we have, and we are, but we'll be more specific about, who we've got common ground with closer to the election.
Speaking okay. of party vote, we have had a One News Variant poll come out recently that National is still ahead of Labour in the polls. How are you feeling about where things are sitting?
Well, there was another poll out this morning released by Stuff and The Post, which showed that Labour's ahead of National in that, and that does seem to be more in line with the other recent polls we've seen.
Okay.
Polls bounce around a bit. You get some polls where you're slightly ahead, some polls where you're behind, but overall, what I think is important is, as politicians, what we obsess about is the trend line. And so that's sort of, if you drew a line through all the polls and figured out where they're roughly heading, that's showing that Labour's increasing its support and National's decreasing its support. And so I'm happy with that. But of course, we've got more work to do. I want to increase Labour's support significantly more than where we're at the moment.
Do you think announcing some policy might help you along in that?
Absolutely. It's been very difficult for Labour to announce policy up until this point because a lot can happen in a three-year electoral term. And the last thing you want to do as an opposition is announce policy and then get to an election and find, things have changed. So as we get closer to the election, there will be more policy from Labour. But my priorities are very clear. Jobs, health, homes, cost of living. Those are the things that I want our next government to focus on.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it just feels as though perhaps voters would be more reassured once we start seeing some concrete policy. Do you know when we can expect that?
I can understand why people want to see a bit more from Labour, particularly given that the current government don't seem to have answers to the big challenges the country's facing. So there's some policy coming very, very soon, so watch this space. Policy announcement this week, in fact, and then there'll be a few more before Christmas, and then there's obviously, there'll be plenty more in election year.
Right. Yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing the policy rollout and catching up with you further once we have some details and more to talk about. But thank you very much for making the time this morning, Chris.
Good as gold. Great to talk to you.
Thanks,
have a great
Chris.
Day. Kia ora.
Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.